of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. In just a moment, we'll talk about how safe driving works, especially on this coming weekend. It's one of the most deadly weekends traditionally in driving around the country. The National Safety Council forecasting over 400 Americans will be killed on the road during this long 4th of July weekend, nearly 50,000 injured, according to that forecast. We'll talk about road safety and also some new technology that is helping us drive more safely in just a few minutes. It's been a year since 17-year-old Logan Blake died. This was after he was swept into a storm sewer in Cedar Rapids. And it's an incident that spurred his father, Mark, to start Project Storm Drain Safety. It aims to cover storm sewers in Cedar Rapids and all over the country with grates to prevent a similar accident from happening in the future. Mark Blake joins me now. Mark Blake, founder and director of Project Storm Drain Safety. Thank you for being with us, Mark.
Thank you for having me on. Really appreciate it.
I know it's a painful memory, but I also know it's important to understand how your son died in order to prevent similar accidents. Remind us, what happened to your son? What were the circumstances, please?
Logan was playing Frisbee on a playground at Arthur Elementary, where thousands of kids play all the time. This particular inlet was right by a jogging path, within feet of the jogging path. A Frisbee just went down into the brush right next to the inlet. He reached down to grab it, and it had a really steep bank, and there was a lot of water running through it. He slipped. As soon as he hit the water, he disappeared, and that was the last anybody seen him alive.
Mm-hmm. And this is a large pipe, the diameter of which is several feet.
This one's 54 inches, but this has happened around the country to children as low as 12 inches pipes. Mm-hmm. The size just gets to be a little bit trickier to deal with, but smaller pipes are just as dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And a friend went in after him. The friend survived. We think that your son is hit his head, became unconscious, perhaps.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure that's what happened. And that's my, I don't know if that's official. It was drowning either way. Mm-hmm. But Logan didn't take a beating like the guy that came out the other side. David was in pretty bad shape from fight, trying to stay up. Logan was went through with no struggle. He didn't have a lot of combative wounds or nothing on there, just a head. So we kind of came to the conclusion he hit his head pretty early, and that was it.
Tell me about the project that you've launched, a new not-for-profit organization, Project Storm Drain Safety. I guess start by telling us, how common are similar accidents? You've researched this.
And a lot of information gets lost in just normal flood coverage. But we have stuff that you can find on the web clear back to 98, and it just continually happens. And on our site, we got a video that talks about all these instances. But one of the things in Denver, Colorado in 2000, they lost a firefighter who was trying to help somebody else in a flood, and a lot of people go that way, and I don't think they get reported quite as pinpointed as Logan's or some of the ones that we have on the list. I think it happens more than the people even understand.
Okay, so how do you fix a storm drain so that it's not the threat that it is?
You know, it's. I am not an engineer, but I happen to have met a bunch. It is a complex problem because if you change the inlet of a storm drain, you can cause a lot more problems than you're helping. So
right, you put a grate over it, then a bunch of sticks and things get caught in there, and you block it. Right,
there's a whole bunch of things that go along with it, and that's why when this all came about, there's a guy in Colorado and his name is Ken McKenzie, and he AP calls him every time one of these happens. And I knew it would happen when this happened to me. I seen other parents getting called and interviewed, so I knew this would happen to me. They called me, and finally I called Ken McKenzie, and I'm like, you know, we need to do something. He goes, I agree, and we went to work, but they have a lot of experience, and there's a lot of science in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Make sure doesn't cause a worse problem.
Mm-hmm. We're running a little short of time, Mark Blake, but tell us, you've been to some of the pipes, the drains that have been fixed in Cedar Rapids. Are you happy? Have you been, for instance, out there when there's been a good rainfall to see what happens?
Yeah. I was there when the first rainfall, actually before they had a fence up, and it worked fantastic. It's at an angle where the debris lays on top and the water still runs underneath. It's really non-intrusive, and that's probably how a lot of them will go. The city went ahead on their own and targeted some other ones, and they're working on those right now. Our thing is there's millions of these, and
okay.
Let's see if we can help educate and get some more people.
Sounds like a wonderful project, Mark Blake. Before we say goodbye, tell us where can people go to find out more about Project Storm Drain Safety?
We are on Facebook on Project Storm Drain Safety, or you can go to projectstormdrainsafety.org, and there's a lot of information starting to come on that, and especially information on how you can help. Because we're brand new, and trust me, we need everything. So,
All right.
We could use some help, and that would be great.
Our thoughts are with you, and very sorry for the loss of your son, Logan. But I understand Logan was someone who understood the value of service and even thought he might go into the National Guard. So this would be a project he would be supporting.
He was about helping other people. And matter of fact, we had somebody come up to us on his birthday. We visited the site and put some memorials back up. And a lady stopped and said the day that this happened, he stopped and helped us with a limb that was broken, you know. So it, right up to the end, he was about looking outside of himself to help somebody else.
Well,
and
we're glad you're doing the same, Mark Blake, despite this loss, founder and executive director of Project Storm Drain Safety, lost your son a year ago, 17-year-old. Logan Blake dying after he was swept into a storm sewer in Cedar Rapids. Mark Blake, good luck with this project. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.